Dear friends in Christ, during the month of November, the Catholic world turns our hearts and our minds to our beloved deceased. November is traditionally the month in which we pray in a particular way for our loved ones who have passed away, and we pray for the holy souls in purgatory. You'll notice that here in the sanctuary there is a Book of the Dead. And so please feel free to inscribe your loved ones within this book to be remembered in prayer. In a particular way, we pray for the souls in purgatory that their sins may be forgiven, that they may be purified by the mercy of God, so that if they are not with God already, that they may enter into the kingdom of heaven. Also, our liturgy, the prayers of the Mass, the readings from Scripture. Here we're at the very end of the liturgical year. In just, 3 weeks, we'll begin Advent. And so the Church turns our minds and our hearts to what we normally call the four last things. The four last things are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And these themes are suggested to us because they help us to reflect upon the fact that our lives are fragile, that our lives on earth are not forever. In fact, the moment of death is something very mysterious. But what we do know, what is revealed to us in Scripture, is that at the moment of death, we will indeed be judged by God. Judged by how we loved in this life. And Scripture also reveals to us that both heaven and hell are real and that they exist for all eternity. As a priest, to help those, I spend a lot of time helping those grieving the loss of a loved one. It's something that I do very often. But this is something that I've not only experienced as a priest, but I've also experienced in a very personal way. When I was a young man, just a few weeks before I left for college, my father was diagnosed with brain cancer. My father was 40 years old at the time. He was an aircraft engineer at General Electric and a former college baseball player. He was a man I always looked up to, also quite literally, because he was pretty tall and big himself. My father, however, he was a devout Catholic. But when he was diagnosed with cancer, something was transformed in him. My father was preparing for death. He knew that we are given only one life to live. He knew that this life is a gift from God and is a testing period, a time to prove our love for God. But when he was diagnosed, we noticed that his relationship with my mother was transformed. His prayer life was strengthened. He started going to confession often. Perhaps one of the greatest gifts that God gave to my father before his death was the knowledge that his earthly life was going to end and that he was able to really prepare for death. One of my siblings who recently attended a funeral of a person that died suddenly, it was unexpected, my sister remarked to me that she didn't know how much of a gift that it was that my father was able to really intentionally prepare. My dear friends, in today's gospel, Jesus tells us this parable of the wise and the foolish virgins because he wants to communicate to us this same truth. The main lesson of this parable has to do with being alert, being prepared. Now, putting this within context, Jewish weddings were held in the house of the bride. And the virgins in today's gospel, they are young, unmarried girls, bridesmaids, so to speak, bridesmaids who are in the bride's house, awaiting for the groom to arrive. And so the parable centers on the attitude that they must have when the groom arrives. Now, this groom, this is symbolic of Jesus coming. In other words, it's not simply enough for them to be in the house. Just as for us, it's not enough just to be in the church. Yet Jesus wants to communicate to us that one has to be on watch, one has to be preparing for the coming of Christ, preparing for the end of our lives on earth, by living the faith, by doing good works. The virgins who were prepared, they had their lamps lit with the light of faith. And what kept that light of faith alive, what kept that light still burning, was the oil, right? The oil, which could symbolize the works of charity, which could symbolize living out that faith. The fact of the matter is, what we all have to come to grips with is, yes, life is short. In the grand scheme of things, life is very short. Death will come. And so I ask you, how will you live your life until then? It is true that when a person converts on their deathbed, right, when they go to confession, they receive the forgiveness of their sins, yes, that person, in a way, steals heaven, right? When they turn to God in the very last moment, yes, they kind of steal heaven. But why take that chance? Let's not wait till the end of our lives to start preparing. That's what Jesus wants to speak to us today. But let's be prepared now. Only when we're prepared, only when we live each day in preparation, can we have true peace in our lives. We can only have true peace in our lives when we are living in a state of grace, free from serious sin, when we are reconciled with our neighbor. And so, friends, let us strive. Let us truly strive to live each day like this. Let us go to confession often. Let us persevere in our prayer life. If we don't really have a prayer life, start one. If there are broken relationships in our lives, ask for forgiveness. If you have withheld forgiveness, forgive that person that needs it. Strive every day to do nothing but good. Strive every day to avoid everything evil. Some people, like my father, they were blessed to have a definite period of time to prepare to see God face to face, to prepare to be judged by God. Even though we may not have this definite period of time, that knowledge of when our lives are going to end, we can still, however, live with this same spirit of preparation. This is what Jesus wants to teach us. To live now, not putting it off any longer. Why put it off any longer? Why put it off any longer? But to keep our lamps lit now, ready to enter into the marriage banquet of heaven. And so in the words of St. Augustine says, he teaches us how to keep watchful, how to prepare. He says, watch with the heart, watch with faith, watch with love, watch with charity, watch with good works. He says, making ready your lamps, making sure they do not go out. And then he goes on, he says, renew the oil. Remember, the virgins needed that oil to keep that light of faith lit. He says, renew that oil by living good and holy lives. And then at the end of our lives, Jesus, the divine bridegroom, will bring you into his banquet of heaven, where your lamp can never be extinguished. Amen.